Well, to discuss the situation in Syria a bit further, we're being joined by Michael Chisadovsky with the Center for Research on Globalization, joining us via Skype from Montreal. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Chisadovsky. Now, $13 million worth of weapons to the militants being provided by the UK. Meanwhile, training is also being provided by France as well as the US. Now, why don't these countries just come out and say it, that they are basically waging a proxy war in Syria, prime objective being not human rights, not democracy, but just the removal of Bashar al-Assad at any cost?
I think what we're witnessing is the criminal nature of US foreign policy, where covert support is being applied to terrorists to wage their war. It's their war. And it's a very cynical and criminal process. It was my understanding that when John Kerry were to take over the position of Secretary of State, that he would seek a diplomatic path. But what has happened is the heightened support to al-Nusra terrorists, which in fact are the foot soldiers of the Western Military Alliance. And we have to bear in mind that this is something which has occurred from day one in Daraa, almost 2 years ago in the middle of March 2011, when death squads came in from neighboring countries involved in killing civilians. The only way which the United States and its allies can sustain their legitimacy is through the blatant manipulation of the facts by the Western media. The terrorists, the al-Nusra terrorists, is the only military entity. The FSA, the Free Syrian Army, as a military entity, as a fiction, it was defeated. And what the United States and its allies, providing so-called non-lethal military aid to Syria, but in effect bringing in thousands of tons of weapons, plane loads from, in fact, from Croatia, is tantamount to war crimes and acts which are bordering on genocide, because it's directed against an entire civilian population.
Absolutely. Now, the UN Refugee Agency's head is right now in Turkey, and he spoke of violence spilling over, causing, quote, an explosion in the Middle East. Do you think the U.S. and its allies have calculated that in, or are they willing to take that risk?
They have various scenarios. Direct military intervention has been on the drawing board of the Pentagon, in liaison with Turkey, Israel, for months now. It's important to point out that recent consultations between Israel and NATO in Brussels are precisely in that direction. That was last week, when President of Israel Shimon Peres with a delegation met with NATO executives behind closed doors. But we are in a situation whereby the United States is supporting terrorism under the disguise of a so-called war on terrorism, and the media lies which sustain this are absolutely mind-boggling, that people don't realize that these al-Nusra terrorists are in fact an instrument of the Western Military Alliance. And what I think is happening is a process of actually destroying Syria as a sovereign nation state. That is the objective of the Western Military Alliance, Washington, Brussels, and its allies, Turkey, Israel, and of course the frontline Arab states, Saudi Arabia and Qatar.
Okay, and very quickly, if you can, Mr. Chisadovsky, this does seem a lot like what we saw taking place in Afghanistan when the U.S. armed groups to fight the Soviets who had invaded Afghanistan, and then later those groups became the Taliban, the Al-Qaeda, which have become, quote-unquote, a problem for the U.S. and their so-called war on terror. Do you think that this is the end game for the U.S.?
Well, you know, the recruitment of death squads is part of a well-established U.S. military agenda. It has a very long history. It's a gruesome process of funding and supporting terror brigades, and it goes back to the Vietnam War. It precedes the war in Afghanistan. But yes, Al-Qaeda is a creation of the CIA. Everybody knows that. And Al-Qaeda continues to be a U.S.-sponsored intelligence asset, which is being used to destabilize sovereign countries, as well as wage terror activities on behalf of the Western military alliance. We're dealing with the criminalization of the state, of the American state. We're dealing with governments which have abandoned any commitment to the value of human life. We can see it with the targeted assassinations, which are now ongoing in the United States and which are legal and so on. So this is the agenda of the United States of America. It's a very sad period in world history.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. I'm afraid we've run out of time. That was Michael Chisadovsky with the Center for Research on Globalization joining us via Skype from Montreal. Many thanks indeed, sir, for your comments here on Press TV.